This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big Time Rush. Performing live in concert. Playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush. With special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Covering high school sports across the board.
This is Prep Sports Nation.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Dede Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game, for all your social needs of this lovely station and at PS. Underscore Nation underscore X. Welcome into another weekly look into the world of high school sports here in the great state of Georgia. Nationally, if it makes sense, we'll talk about it, but we like to keep things right here in our own backyard, and fittingly so this time of year, because we are in the midst of the Georgia High School Association Boys and Girls Basketball State Championship Tournament. So coming up a little later in the show, and in fact, in about, I'll say, 25 minutes or so, Joel Hillsman, Hillsman Heavy, he's going to join us. In fact, he's got a special announcement dealing with high school hoops and the Atlanta Hawks, so looking forward to hearing that conversation, or talking with Joel about that, as well as diving into the semifinal matchups that are now all set and will take place this weekend around Georgia, because they're not all up in this area. They have, I think, four locations where all the various classifications will travel to participate in the semifinal matchup. So that's coming up in just a little while. Here in just a few more minutes, we're going to talk to head coach. You'll hear my conversation with head coach Roland Coven of the Langston Youth Panthers boys and girls track and field team. Track and field season officially in effect. It's been cold, but it looks like the weather is breaking. So it looks like, in fact, I do want to give a shout out to the minority track and field cross-country coaches. They have their annual meet this weekend up at Archer. So Archer is hosting it this year. And so it looks like they will hopefully have some great weather for that, because you'll hear when I was talking to Coach, it's like, man, y'all be running, y'all start the meets and it still be cold when y'all start having meets and kids are running in sweats. It's like, you ain't out there trying to break no time, because you got, you know, these kids in full sweat gear. But anyway, that conversation coming up with Coach in just a little bit. And then, like I said, a little later on here in the show, we'll talk to Joel Hillsman. So also going to let you know about this Saturday when we get into what I'm looking forward to, 285 Lacrosse, big event for them at Georgia Tech, second annual event. They do it it's a nonprofit event. They do it to raise funds for veterans. So it's a great event. You have a high school game, you have a college game, and we'll get into all those details a little bit later on here in the show as well. So without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into this interview with Coach Roland Coven, Langston Youth Panthers. Great conversation with him. Track and field season is here, and here he is. And we'll head out to the WaveForward.com hotline, where Coach Coven joins me now. Coach, first off, thank you for taking some time out of your day to join us here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And I got to ask, man, just how exciting is it for you, you know, having another season underway?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. And I have to tell you, man, it's always exciting to come into a track season. I mean, year in, year out, man, we are excited for January to hit so we can get started.
All right, and last year you guys started the season as defending champs. How do you feel that experience of successfully defending your title, knowing everyone looks to dethrone you, may have better prepared your guys as you all now have this season?
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door. Fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Well, I mean, one thing I can say is the best preparation we can have is lining up every Saturday and, you know, just getting out there and giving it our best. I mean, last year we were part of 6A, and that is, in my eyes, one of the deepest classifications in Georgia. And, you know, just being able to see our competition and having an understanding of what it took the first year, I believe that, you know, we kind of took the world by storm. And then the second year, you know, we had a lot of guys coming back and they were hungry. I mean, the kids put in the work. We as coaches, we give them the plan and they go out there and execute it every Saturday.
All right. Speaking of that hunger, spending time on the Wade4.com hotline here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach Roland Cove and Langston Hughes Panthers track and field joining us. How important have the past few seasons been for you and your coaching staff when it comes to building the culture that you are establishing at Langston Hughes?
Wow, the coaching staff. When I tell you, I can't say enough about these people, man. And I want to take a quick second. Lakeisha Jameson, Alan Williams, Corian Lewis-Ward, and the legendary Kevin Foster. They are an integral part to the success that we have. I kind of just point in direct, but I mean, the time that they put in away from their families and, you know, just giving the kids all that they have is such a great privilege to be a part of. And I can't thank them enough for everything that they do for the program.
All right. And so far right now for you all, you know, obviously early in the season, this time of year, weather is not ideal track and field weather. But what's most important for you to see from your runners and throwers this, you know, kind of this part of the season?
This part of the season, we really just look for people we can place, you know, the kids that we can work with a little bit more, and we may see something. So, for example, we may have a 400 runner that may not be one of our fastest, but you know what, let's see what he can do in the hurdles. Or, you know, we might have a girl who may not have the foot speed to be a short sprinter. Let's see if we can try her in the long sprint. So we're really just trying to take our athletes that we have and piece them into positions where they'll be successful. It's not about, you know, ego thing or anything like that. We always want to make sure that the kids are in the best position to be successful. Also, the weather, as you stated, it is never ideal in February. I mean, I kid you not, I wish we could get Texas, California weather for at least one track season, man.
Right.
But, you know, with that being said, you know, we just make the best of it that we can. And the one thing that we do focus on is making sure nobody gets injured. So, you know, if there's a tight hamstring or a, you know, somebody's just beat up, you know, a lot of times early in the season, these kids are using muscles and firing that they haven't done previously. So, you know, we just try to make sure everybody makes it out healthy.
All right. Spending time on the wave4.com hotline. Coach Roland Colvin, Langston Hughes Panthers track and field, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Last one before I let you go, Coach. I want you to just talk about the impact of track and field for those football guys, you know, where, you know, football is their main sport, and they kind of come out to track and field. And, you know, like when I was a kid, in high school, our head football coach was the head track coach. So you couldn't play football for him if you didn't find a spot on the track team. So if you were a lineman, go throw something. You know what I mean? You know, figure it out if you want to play football. Then it kind of seemed to where, you know, we had this era where a lot of coaches didn't want their guys doing other sports. But I kind of feel like I've noticed where a lot of these football guys are kind of taking it upon themselves to kind of get into track to better themselves. Are you kind of seeing that kind of trend as well? And, you know, and it's not just about coming out there to condition, but they want to come out there and win every time they can.
Yeah, it's the competition is the biggest thing for us. Mm-hmm. And the first year that we won it, a lot of people don't, you know, realize or think back that that was on the tail end of the first football state championship here.
Right.
So the kids already had that taste of success. And the one thing that the football players are doing now, they're starting to pay more attention in terms of when they're watching their favorite athletes play in the NFL. Hey, they're always promoting how this guy was a multi-sport athlete. This guy ran track in high school. That guy did this in track. And they're seeing those successes, so now they're starting to lock in. And, I mean, the great thing about our boys, they have this hunger, this drive that they want to be the fastest football athlete, which makes them the fastest team. Mm-hmm. So in doing so, whenever they come out to track, they already know, look, we're working to perfect our craft, and we're just pushing to get better. And, I mean, you can ask any coach, you know, you have fast football teams, and then you have Langston Hughes. And it's completely different, the level of speed that those guys have out there.
Yeah, you're 100%. I got a chance to watch it a couple of times this season, and one game that stood out in particular was, I think it may have been the semifinals, against it was a team from the South.
Thomas County,
they just kept, was it Maurice that just kept torching them in the back? I think it was. I mean, I'm just y'all do realize, like, the four by, yeah, it was like, I do, y'all do realize the four by one relay team is out here, right?
and the beautiful thing about it is, and like you said, I'm glad you made that point, you know, to say that the 4x1 relay was out there. Our running back was our anchor leg, Maurice Gleaton. His name is well known. I don't have to say enough about that. We have a starting safety runs first leg for us. We had a starting DB run third leg for us. We had a last year's starting running back ran our third leg. So these guys, I mean, it's crazy to watch their development and watch how locked in they get when track season gets here. You know, we've built the culture, and they are into the culture. They are completely a part of the program, and they love the success. They love the competition. And, I mean, I believe Coach Foster alluded to this a while ago, but sometimes we have to tone down our practices because of how competitive those guys are. I mean, it's a beautiful thing to watch. It really is.
Well, it's a beautiful thing to watch from a spectator coverage standpoint. And, again, Coach, thank you for the time, and congratulations on the success that you all have been having. And definitely want to wish you much more success down the stretch here.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for having me. Hopefully we can finish this journey like we did last year, man.
All right. Well, wishing you all nothing but the best. And thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, there it is, Coach Roland Colvin, Langston Hughes, Panthers, track and field, man. And again, fantastic program over there. And they've, you know, they've kind of put themselves in that national mix, especially on that boys' side. Like I said, they're coming off a state title win last year. And, you know, just that South Fulton side of town, man, obviously Westlake has been known and dominant for years in track and field, but, you know, Langston Hughes, they're right there in the mix, getting their name in the mix and in the conversation of, you know, having some of the top speedsters in this, not just in this state,
but in this country. So thanks to Coach Colvin for joining Prep Sports Nation here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, man, we're in the thick of it, baby, and it's winding down. The semifinals are here. I'm talking about the Georgia High School Association Boys and Girls Basketball State Championship Tournament. And every time we get to this time of year, we bring my guy Joel Hillsman on Hillsman Heavy so we can dive deep into it. And plus, tonight he's got a special announcement that deals with high school hoops here in Georgia as well as the Atlanta Hawks. So can't wait to hear what that is and more. Again, as we dive deep into the world of, or not sure the world, but dive deep into these GHSA Basketball State Championship Tournament playoff games. The semifinals are here. So Joel's coming up, top of the hour. So make sure you keep it right here. Okay, sorry. I got you, Sonny. We got that coming up. Also, we got coming up what I'm looking forward to, which I mentioned earlier before we heard from Coach Colvin, the 285 lacrosse event that will take place here in just a little while. So all that's coming up at the top of the hour. And then next thing you know, we'll be getting out of here. I'll go home and then I'll actually be back here like 4 o'clock in the morning because that's just what we do. So we'll go to break and, you know, get back and talk to Joel. And, yeah, that's it. So you good, Sonny? What, technical difficulty? You crashed over there?
I really do.
Oh, no. We can't even get to the commercials.
We got a lot of show not enough commercials.
Hey, it's all good, man. It's all good. Listen. Oh, I saw it.
Oh, you finally seen it.
Yeah, I finally saw Captain America. I thought it was great. I told you I was going to do that. Took the boys. Actually, the whole family went. Wife. We even took the three-year-old. He actually chilled out the whole movie. And I thought it was great. Again, I know the casual Marvel fans, the ones that don't actually pick up the comics and read, probably couldn't, you know, really figure, you know, or I shouldn't say couldn't figure out, but they probably kind of were just like meh about it. But for me personally, I thought they did a good job. You know, I loved what they did with, you know, it was almost like a Incredible Hulk sequel.
That's what I was going to say. It's a sequel to an Edward Norton's Incredible
Hulk. Yeah, Edward Norton's. Yeah, not the Hulk.
The Eternals.
But, yeah. Which, see, I think the Eternals, I think that was more of a payoff. Like, there may be some more. I think if we see anything more tied with Eternals, it'll be if they do, what's the one organization? And it was like Blade, and I think for their version of it, it'll be Blade, Moon Knight, Ghost Rider.
Oh, there's some. Midnight Suns.
Yeah, Midnight Suns. Yeah, Midnight Suns. Midnight Suns. So I, if I'm not mistaken, they're planning to do a Midnight. It's on the table to do Midnight Sun. So I believe if we say anything else dealing with Eternals, because remember they introduced, they kind of teased, what's his name, at the end of Eternals with the Ebony Blade.
Black Knight.
Yeah. So I think if we see anything, it'll be more along those lines as far as, you know, any more tie-ins to Eternals. But I think for the most part, Eternals, that whole saga, I think we're probably done with that. There's the music. All right, let's go to break. Get Joel on when we get back, top of the hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Spread Sports Nation. We'll be right back.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.